It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guy.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny. On Getting Skinny.
Doctor. Lee, good to see you once again here.
You know, I'm in a different seat today, and you're distracting me with all your papers.
I'm moving around a lot.
There's a lot of activity on your side of the desk here.
I tend to take up a lot of room. I need a lot of space.
As
you can see, we have a room here, but I need two chairs for all my presents, and I need notes. And it's so funny. I have 40 pieces of paper, right? I can never find what I like, what I need to, what I'm looking for. But somehow it works. Somehow it works, Lee. Lee, another day here in Atlanta, Georgia. Freezing weather, rain, bad weather yesterday. I drove in from Huntsville last night late. Actually, from Birmingham. Well, first from Huntsville to Birmingham, then Birmingham to Atlanta. Crazy wrecks on the road like I've never seen before.
And you had four-wheel drive?
No, but I'm from Jersey. I had a downshift. Downshift is the key. For people who are listening to the show that are from, like, that grew up in Florida, that now have to live, like, in Atlanta or have to live somewhere where it might have freezing rain or snow, downshifting is the key. Are you familiar with this?
No, I don't downshift.
You're from Florida. You grew up in Miami. Of course, you have idea what a downshift. You have no idea what those
brakes,
other gears.
I'll hit the gas.
So let me ask you a question.
Power through
in an
it.
Automatic car, you see it says 1, 2, 3 and drive. Did you ever question why is there 1, 2, and 3 for some reason?
No, I didn't. I don't ask questions.
You just drive.
I just go with the flow.
You just go with the flow and decide.
I just D. That's all they taught me, D.
Yeah. So I drove in bad weather. And this is what I've noticed about cold weather, Lee. I can tell the difference between 70 and 75 degrees with no problem. You ask me, I guarantee I'll be within a degree or two off. 75 to 80, I'm great. 80, 85, no problem. 85 to 90, I know exactly when it's 90 degrees. If you tell me the difference between 30 degrees and 5 degrees, I have no idea. It's freezing.
It
it's cold. I have no idea what the difference is. I woke up yesterday or the day before. It was like 5 degrees, and I said, or it was like 11, 10 degrees. And then it was like 31 degrees. It felt the same to me, exactly the same.
Are you running outside?
No.
What's your temperature number?
For running outside?
Yeah. It's got to be over, what, 50, 60?
For running outside, no, it has to be, okay, that's a good question. It depends. If it's the morning, if it's a morning run, I about 60, 65. I don't like to go out in the morning when it's cold. I don't like that. If it's the afternoon and it's sunny and the sun's out, I may drop it down to 50, 55.
What about the gym? What temperature do you go to the gym?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I can't stand when they keep those gyms cold. That drives me absolutely insane. It drives me crazy.
So you like the gym to be around 80?
I like the gym. I think the gym should be like 80 degrees. You want to hear something funny the other day? I went to the gym, you know, to where I go every during the week in Alabama. And I went to go run and on the treadmill. So I go in the sauna. I sit in the sauna for about 5 minutes. And who's in there? The guy at the front desk. We're both fully dressed. We're the only two people in there were fully dressed. All right? He's like, hey.
What's he doing?
Well, he thinks the gym is too cold. So he feels the same way. So he was in there, and I was just getting ready to go run.
He doesn't know where the thermostat is? They don't give him permission?
No, he can't control it. He's not allowed to control the thermostat. And I was amazed. So I went to check the thermostat. They keep the gym at 65 degrees. 65 degrees.
That's insane.
No, that's like Boca Raton in the summertime, right? That's what they keep the gym in Boca Raton at, right? No, they don't do that? So, I don't know. So what's going on with you? Anything happened? Anything happened to you?
No, I'm excited that things are starting to slow down a little bit. Maybe I'll be able to work out this winter.
Oh, it's because you're so busy? That's what you're saying?
Well,
that why you don't work
it's
out?
It's so cold. Like, see, for you, you don't run if it's, whatever, 50 degrees.
I run inside.
I know. But for me, I don't even go to the gym unless it's like 70
right,
or 80.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you tell your person? I think, you know, it would be fun. We should start doing. We should start working out again together.
Yeah.
Tell your.
I'll drive to Alabama.
No. Okay. I'm saying between when I'm here in Atlanta, Wednesday through Sunday, one day, we should have a workout. At your exclusive gym that
you're not allowed
to.
In.
I know. Get me.
They don't let your kind in.
What do you mean, my kind? people that like
short, short people.
They don't let short people in. You're the same way.
I'm 5'6". I just made it.
Come on, seriously, get me in there.
I don't know. Maybe once a week, one time.
Once a week, we can do something. We'll get together, and you and I will continue our workouts again. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I have added the Gravitron machine to my workout regimen though.
The Gravitron. Are you doing
pull
it?
Up, oh, the assisted
right.
pull-ups and dips
right,
because of Tom Kelso. That right, because scared me. I'm trying to get to one pull-up.
Did you do it with the assisted or I you did it without the weights?
And not only do I do the assisted, I have to get one of the personal trainers actually to give me a boost up there.
Onto the thing?
I'm like double assisted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, I think you should speak to your person and get me involved in over there. I think that'd be really good. Lee, you know, we have our new book out, right?
Yes.
What's it called again? Do you remember the name?
I just brought you 10 of the
35 things to know to raise active kids.
Okay. No
so,
fat kids.
This is, you know, my dad's funny. You met my dad. You know my dad.
Your biological dad?
Yes.
Or the one that raised you?
No, my biological dad.
Yeah.
You know, he's such a character. I love him, and he's a great guy, and he's done a lot for me. So he sends me an email.
That sounds like love. He's done a lot for me.
Yes, that's really beautiful. Yes.
That's a Hallmark
card.
No.
Yes. So he sends me an email. Listen, do me a favor. Send one of your books to like one of his buddies. Right. Send
like
a book. Autograph.
80-year-old guy. Wants a book about fat
autograph
kids.
The book. Send it to him. Right. So yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing to me? You know, I send them a book. I like, you know how hard it is. I have to go to the post office.
I
got to sign the book. I got to send
it out. It's a
hassle. And you know, and I'm like, why don't you send them a book?
Doesn't he have like 20 copies?
My dad?
Yeah. Your family should have 20 copies.
Well, yeah,
job.
They think they should have bought. They probably did. Your parents buy a bunch of our books?
No.
Yeah. So if they, you didn't do
I
it.
Couldn't
so.
Even.
Right.
That's me.
Right.
You're motivated.
I'm
extremely lazy.
So he's like hawking me with the, send them a book. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't want to say to my dad.
Did you do it, yes or no?
I didn't do it yet. I will do it. But it's just one of those things. I got all these books to send.
It's not a top three non-negotiable
priority. I'll tell you who I sent a book to. I sent a book to Dean Karnazes, our buddy.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, he's one of
you know, I saw one of the products that he uses.
For people who don't know who he is, the ultra marathon man, the guy who
runs
what,
50 marathons in 50 days.
50 marathons in 50 days. He's
you know,
unbelievable.
He sells this thing. I want to get one. It's an elliptical bike. It you move like an elliptical machine, except it's a bike that propels you on the street.
Like you're on an elliptical machine.
Yeah,
I've seen the one where it has that thing around you with two tires, like you strap
in
like this
is the motion
like a baby
is you're on an
something?
Elliptical machine at the gym, except you're actually propelling a bicycle.
Really?
Yeah.
And you'd be able to do this.
I don't know if I could do it, but Karnazes uses it to cross train.
What about his running?
How
is he going to keep up with the running?
Cross trains.
You think? Anyway, on his Facebook page, he had a big picture of him in the sumo suit. And when, you know, those things that you wrestle in, those big sumo suits. But anyway,
our book?
No, not holding our book. Right. But anyway, I did hear Sarah Palin, you know, they asked Sarah Palin, like, what book is she reading right now?
Was it ours?
And no, she goes, I'm reading his book.
Karnazes' book?
Right. But she goes, I'm reading Dean Krasis' book. And like, she didn't even know his name. Right. She got his name all wrong. But I thought it was funny. But, you know.
That's hilarious.
So so she's a big fan of his, too. See, Sarah Palin, she's a runner.
Cutting edge of
fitness. No,
I
think if you're going to run the country, you got to be a runner. Absolutely. What did you think of that guy for the Jets? The guy who's speaking of running and not having a job right now. That guy from the strength and conditioning coach for the Jets.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him on.
On the show?
Yeah.
He's really?
Got free time, right?
Right. And he knows about fitness.
Somewhat.
How do you explain something like that? For people who don't know what we're talking about, the guy from the New York Jets. He's a strength and conditioning coach, which I don't understand why they're actually on the sidelines. Are they
watch the game. That's a perk.
Oh, that's a perk. But he wasn't there. He's not there to do any strength and conditioning stuff, right? He's
I don't
not
know.
There.
Are they?
No, I don't think he is. So anyway, he comes on. He's on the sideline. One of the Dolphin players are running down the sideline, and he just
a little
kind of nudges his knee, and the player actually
fell down.
Fell down.
And he's had a couple of broken legs in right. historically in his past.
So the guy gets suspended. He gets 20. Gets
and then
fined,
they find out that he was purposely being there with a bunch of other people on purpose
to guard the sideline. To guard the sideline.
So that the run. What happens is on the punt return team, the runner gets kind of pushed out. The person running first.
How do you
the
know
tackle.
So much about football for a guy who never played anything?
I watch
tennis.
A lot of
how
television.
You know
I watch a lot of television.
Okay. Okay.
And so the guy runs out of bounds. Usually the defenders try to push the guy out of bounds, and he has to try to get back in bounds as quickly as possible. And during that time, they created this wall to kind right. of impede his progress.
Yeah. So
good stuff.
Well,
let's get to our guest.
I will
tired
get to
this.
I know,
I'm bored.
You're bored with me?
Yes.
Well,
I've lost
okay.
interest.
All right. But before the reason they also said that they asked this guy, what was he thinking when he did this?
Yes.
And he said, that's the problem. I wasn't thinking.
Yes.
I wasn't
what a shock.
Thinking.
Another endorsement for fitness professionals everywhere.
All right. I want to bring our first guest today. We are excited to have with us Missy Wolf. She is the creator of Blast 900. Now, first of all, I didn't know this, Lee, and until I looked at the notes before our show. First of all, Missy's a beautiful woman and apparently gained almost 100 pounds for pregnancy due to pregnancy. Is that correct?
Well, she lost.
Well, you gained
she had
it, well,
gain it first.
Got to gain it first. You didn't gain it on purpose. You gained it for
just
the pregnancy.
For
this. This wasn't to start the Blast 900. It has nothing to do with that.
Oh, no. I had never worked out in my life.
Oh, really? So this was, you know, you so never worked out in your life and had the kids.
You crank out two kids, and now you're plus 100.
And you're
is
like,
correct?
I got to lose weight.
Yeah. 3 weeks after my 11-year-old was born, I went for my checkup and weighed 206. I'm 5 feet tall.
206. That's,
wow.
That's fat
man.
Guy weight.
That's
you could have taken over the show.
So, okay. So what happens?
So
did you freak out? I would have freaked out.
Freaked out, yes. When you go to the store to try to find something to wear to the black tie dinner you have to go to a month after your child's born and you weigh 206, there isn't anything for you. So I slowly but surely... First thing I did, I started walking the neighborhood. I'd get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd walk. Lost a few pounds. Went to see a nutritionist. Got in with a trainer. And literally, for the next 2 years, did every possible thing you could do. Boot camps, personal training, spin classes, swimming, triathlons, running. Slow paced,
right.
But I did it.
But you checked out everything.
What about
out
the wacky
there?
Pills and potions and magic?
Yeah, like any crazy. Did you do any like crit? Like, did you get involved in any of the crazy
you know,
stuff?
The,
you go, I got a sauna suit. I got to put on the suit.
I did have my husband
cleanse, master cleanse, build any cleansing?
A. We had just built our house and we had moved into it, and we the basement was finished, and I insisted after the house was finished
pool,
that he build me
pool.
A steam shower and a sauna.
Oh. This is my dream.
I used it twice.
You're kidding me.
Maybe you could go over there, doctor.
Maybe I could turn this into
it.
A gym. Maybe we could go work out over at Missy's house.
It's the gym, the sauna, and the steam shower. And it's got cobwebs because it's never used.
It's never been used.
No,
so
not.
You thought that was going to be like the thing to get you motivated to be fit.
Yes.
And to be like kind of like a spa.
You know, at one point during those 2 years, I heard, if you go into a sauna for 30 minutes a day, you'll lose 2 pounds. So I went into the sauna for 5 minutes. I was miserable. I came out. I said, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. This
you
is
lose
not
the 2
work.
Pounds.
Of course not, because that's not how you lose weight.
Right. Okay.
Right. So now, were you a fitness enthusiast as a child? Did
no,
you do
she said
I
know nothing.
I had asthma so bad as a child that I was never allowed to participate in PE, ever.
Wow.
Ever.
Well,
okay.
Is that like you weren't allowed or you just didn't want to?
No,
you got
seriously,
a note.
Like I had... exercise-induced asthma.
Right.
I would run, like, for 5 seconds. I'd be on the ground. They'd take me to the hospital, oxygen, adrenaline,
right.
all that
wow.
stuff. So, I mean, I am, like, the craziest story ever about fitness.
Now, if someone said to me, I would have thought you were a fitness, like you were in fitness from the time you were born, played every sport, maybe even did some fitness modeling for people who are listening to the show. I mean, I can't believe that you lost that kind of weight. And then decided to get now into Blast 900. Tell us about the transformation of trying everything and saying, you know what, I came up with this to help
better
people.
Way.
A better way.
Well, 2 years, it took me 2 years to lose the 100 pounds.
Okay.
I was so fascinated that my body could change so dramatically. And it did. It changed so dramatically. People would come up to me and say, no way. No way. What'd you do? On my children, never have I had any surgery, ever. I really, truly did it all through exercise and nutrition. Was so fascinated, went to Georgia State, got my degree in kinesiology and physiology just because I was so fascinated.
You're kidding me.
I was fascinated with the body.
Got you so fired up that you went and said, I'm getting a degree in it?
My kids started school. What am I going to do?
Georgia State is a good program.
Great program.
Lee, that's not like
Life College.
This is the real deal. This is a real program.
They had professors?
They had fabulous professors who taught me so much. So then my kids... You know, life started getting a little bit busy. I didn't have 4 hours a day to run, swim, bike, and weight train.
Right.
And I said, what can I do? So I started doing this interval training.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, it was unbelievable.
Interval training. Oh, imagine that.
The fat guy is big into
I've been saying interval training for
the fat guy is
forever,
big into the interval training.
And Dr. Fitness is like, oh, no.
That's not true.
Well,
I'm a big fan of it, too.
Let's be honest here. You know. Dr. Fitness is, he's got some muscles on him there.
Well, I like to run, Lee. No. Running is where it's at.
You can run intervals.
I know, I do. I do
no,
like run. Listen,
you know,
I like.
You're lying.
It's not that I'm lying. I like slow and steady, and I like to run, and sometimes I like to get out there and hit the sprints too.
So you're saying the tortoise can't run intervals?
No, I'm saying that you do not, you get bored. You get bored.
That's why you come to Blast 900, ultimate workout.
So what is this like? Okay. What happens when you get to Blast 900?
So guys can go there? It's not a chick gym?
Oh, please.
No, it's for guys.
This is what happens.
I don't know
guys
what
walk in there and go, oh, please. And then they puke while they're standing next to a woman who is running by them at a very fast pace. So basically what I said was, okay, who has 4 hours to work out?
Right.
Not a lot of people.
Just right. Dr. Fitness.
Just Dr. Fitness. I certainly didn't have that time anymore. So what could I do where I could get all of my cardio, all of my resistance training, my functional training, my abs and my stretch in an hour?
Mm.
How could I do this and burn the maximum amount of calories? Started researching, started talking to people, started talking to my professors at the college, started talking to instructors all around town, started talking to vendors that created equipment, that created treadmills,
right.
Got in touch with Free Motion. They are a large, large company, but they make something called an incline trainer. It goes up to 30% incline, and it goes up to a speed of 12.0.
What? And most treadmills, they cap out at like 10 or 11?
15 is the highest you can find.
Okay.
These are top of the line. Top of the line treadmills.
Like these are for athletes, right. not regular people.
These are for people who like to run on air, not on asphalt. They like
for
to
astronauts.
Preserve their
They're
knees,
for astronauts.
Ankles, and
right.
joints.
So
basically, the class is an hour long.
Okay.
Every class is different. I have about 30 to 35 different pieces of equipment, not machines, equipment.
Okay.
Body bars, dumbbells, Versa 8s, Versa cuffs, Versa discs.
So it's not just running. It's running and then you're doing other stuff. It's intervals. You're getting on.
Real, true
interval
training. You could be doing a 5-minute interval, 10-minute interval. It depends on the instructor. It depends on the class. You come into the class.
Uh-huh.
You start right away.
But all skill levels, every fitness level can
every
be in the same
fitness
class?
Fitness level. We come in and we say to you, you're going to hear us calling out numbers when you're on the treadmill.
Uh-huh.
Runner, jogger, walker. These are guidelines for your speed and your incline.
Okay.
If you are a runner, you're going at the runner pace. If you're a jogger, you're going at the jogger pace. If you're a walker, you're going at the walker pace. We ramp it up, though.
Gotcha.
I don't want you to get to the runner pace. I don't want you to finish as a runner because then what do you have to look forward to?
Right.
So I'm ramping it up for everybody. But everybody's getting the same intensity they need. Their heart rate's getting to the same level. Everybody's going anaerobic, aerobic, and recovery at some point during the workout.
Gotcha.
Because we know how important it is to reach all of those levels.
Right.
For your heart, for your cholesterol, for your weight, calorie burning, fat burning,
right.
calorie burning anaerobic,
sure.
fat burning aerobic. So
now,
we get to all those levels.
Are they monitored with heart rate monitors? Do they bring their own?
They do in the beginning, and then they realize that they're burning 900 calories or more, and they're like, forget it. I know
right,
I'm doing
I don't,
it.
Right.
And they, and you know, they, it's they not, get it's to not that place.
I got you.
And you increase so quickly during the, you know, as you start taking the class. I mean, people that come in and start at a 5.0 walking on the treadmill and right. are so out of breath they cannot breathe,
uh-huh.
say to me, I'll never get anywhere. They're now running their sprints at 10, 10, 5.
Right.
So the Blast 900 is the 900 calories you're burning?
The 900 that's calories you're burning.
That's where the 900 comes from.
But
oh,
the
I
most
like
important part is the blocks, the intervals that we do. So let's say I'm doing a five-minute block class.
Okay.
Get on the treadmill, 5 minutes. You're on the treadmill, you're warming up. Runners are at 7, joggers are at 6, walkers are at 4. You're walking for a minute. Take you up. Either I take you up a little hill, I take you up a little speed. On the floor, I'm warming you up. Squats, push-ups, just basic things.
Right.
We get into the meat of the workout. Every 5 minutes, the 12 people on the floor switch with the 12 people on the treadmill.
Ah.
And we're doing different things.
Okay.
Nothing is more than 30 or 60 or 90 seconds.
I got you.
So your body is continually
so constantly
being
changing.
Shocked.
Right. And you're constantly changing.
Never knows what's happening next. I could be running you up a hill at 21%, then I could be walking you at a speed walk of 5.0, then I could be running you at a sprint of 10.0 if you're a runner, 6.0 if you're a walker. Your body's constantly being changed. The classes are always different, never the same, always different equipment,
wow.
always different intervals. The instructors all have different personalities, pushing you, motivating you.
Now, is there music? Is there music going on at the same time? Is it rocking?
Oh, is there music?
Now, is it like Lady Gaga? Is it like Springsteen? Or is it like ACD? Like, or are you locked in with your own, or can you change the music?
You can't change the music, but what you can do is you can absolutely request. I mean, we have people say all the time,
right.
Oh, Missy, play that playlist you played the other day for me. Play that playlist you played the other day for me.
Right.
All of our music is between 132 to 160 beats a minute.
Right.
You're rocking. You're moving. But do you know how many songs AC/DC has remixed?
How many?
All of them. So you love AC/DC? We put a little AC/DC in there. You
man.
Love Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
You love Miley Cyrus?
I do.
You got it. You love Justin Bieber?
You just got it. That's awesome.
All remixed, all fast beat, moving, shaking.
So
1 hour, no rest. You're moving. You're burning. You are doing it, and you're doing it all.
So you remix the music too to get the beats going to the right beat for the workout. That's great. That's it. Right. That's
now, so you're burning the 900. Is that counting the puking calories?
Absolutely. And I warn people, and I say to them, they say, I run marathons, and I say that's great.
Yeah.
But this is different. This is a different fitness than
right.
running a marathon. And they say, okay. And they give me a little wink, wink.
Right.
And then I find them in the shower, fully clothed, laying on the shower floor with cold water running all over their face. And I try to say, listen, I told you to pace yourself.
Right.
But, you know. But what I want to really emphasize is that the people that do listen and the walkers, they get as much, if not more, benefit
right.
than the runners.
Right.
Runners all day long can do it,
yeah.
you know, run, whatever.
But they need to get the cross-training as well and the other stuff as well. Runners,
that's what they love.
Runners run, but they're not doing the other stuff.
They're flabby. They're not toned.
Right,
They're
not doing the other stuff.
What we have created is the ultimate one-hour workout. You come in to Blast. When you leave an hour later, there is nothing you haven't done. You've done all your cardio. You've worked
wow.
every muscle group in your body, every workout. You've done functional training. You've done isolated training.
Right,
you've done your ab core work. The entire time, we're totally focusing on ab core your stretch.
Now, Missy, you're also – this is not just here in Atlanta. This is all over the place right now.
We are franchising.
Right. You just recently franchised.
We started franchising, and everything is on our website at blast900.com. You can go. You can see a video of the workout in progress. I talk to you. My other instructors talk to you. My clients talk to you.
So you're an instructor?
Yes, believe it or not, I am.
She created it. What do you mean is she instructor?
Because
he doesn't believe the owner should be the worker bee.
Well,
he likes to think that they're...
How often do you do this workout? Like a typical client.
An average person?
Like once a week, once a year? How often should you be doing
this? My ideal
once
client.
A year. You hear this? Once a year. This is how he's thinking.
What does she care? As long as I'm paying that, how much is it a month?
You don't care how often I pay a month. My ideal client says to me, Missy, I'm doing blast 3 times a week, and I'm doing yoga or Pilates or some kind of stretch the other 2 days. Because blast is high impact.
Right.
And I won't let my clients do it more than 4 days a week.
Gotcha.
I want them to be alive. But I want them to not have broken knees or
But
joints.
The wonderful thing about the class is, and this goes across the board, is it's the compliance. You create a class, people like to be with other people. And they like, this is another one of those things where people can get together just like taking an aerobics class, but they're together. And when you create that, you know, that alliance where people are working out together, it transcends into other things. You know, I'm sure there are other people like, hey, if you don't show up to the class the next, you know, on Wednesdays, they're like, hey, where were you, dude? Where, you know, we're supposed to be there.
Absolutely. And the great thing is that the energy that we all are giving each other and high-fiving and, oh, my gosh, look what I did today. And totally changing your body. I mean, this changed my body, my client's body, more than anything you can
Lee,
do.
Lee, we got to do this.
We got to go do this.
Yeah, you do.
No, we're both doing this. We're doing this together. Like what? You said you like interval training. We're going to do this.
Not really. I just like talking about interval training. I don't like actually doing interval training.
Well, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Missy, I'm definitely doing it. And I'm going to drag his butt there. I promise you.
Nobody feels for you more than me. I didn't exercise for
Look,
35 years.
We weighed about the same. I can relate to you.
But you still weigh the same. You haven't changed.
Look.
Well, listen.
And also, we believe in our product so much that we offer our first class complimentary to every single client that walks through the door. Your first class you don't pay for.
Uh-huh.
Because it's so good that we know once you come in and you go and try to do something else, forget it. You're coming back to us.
I like that.
Yeah. We'll bring a camera person. We'll record doing this.
I know. We'll take our YouTube camera, our flip, and we'll do it. It's blast900.com is the website. Missy Wolf is the creator, the founder. She lost, you know, over 100 pounds in a couple of years.
She lost a kindergartner. She lost one of her
children. An American kindergartner.
I did.
It's been great having you here on the show. And we tell everybody to go out there. Now, right now, the classes are here in Atlanta. Are they in other states currently? I know they're franchising, but can you find Blast 900 in anywhere other than Atlanta right now?
Not right now. We literally just launched our franchise program. We do have a Buckhead location and a Dunwoody location in Atlanta.
Okay.
And we are franchising. And we do plan to be all over the country.
Great. Well, we're definitely going to start it. I definitely want to go check this out. I'm going to call you tomorrow, and I'm going to set one of these things up. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love it.
Missy, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
The website is Blast900. Blast900.com is the website. Go check it out. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for our Facebook page. Well, can you, you know, Lee, you got to sign up to be one of our friends.
Yeah, and you get stuff.
We're giving away a lot of goodies. We give away DVDs.
You know what we'll do? Let's give away one free class at Missy's gym.
What do you mean, give away? How can we do that?
She said it's free.
Oh, well, no. You have to ask her first. You can't just give it away.
How about
if we give away our book?
Okay, fine.
Our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids by Turner Publishing. Make sure you check it out. Go to turnerpublishing.com. And also, when you go to our website, make sure you check out all of our goods, all of our past interviews. Check out Jillian Michaels' interview. Check out
Bob Harper.
Check out Denise Austin, Kathy Smith, all the legends, any person that you think of in the fitness world. Rocco DiSpirito showed us how to make pizza, right?
Yeah.
So lots of good stuff. Missy, thanks again. We really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Have a great day, and we definitely want to. I'm going to come check it out, and we're going to do an update on it, and we can bring it back on the show in the future.
That would be great. That would be great.
All right, fantastic. Lee, first of all, I want to talk about Weight Watchers. Has a change in their point system? Did you know this?
Yeah, we talked about it last week. Where were you?
No, we didn't talk about it.
Yes,
we brought it up. At the end of the show, we talked about it.
Yes, I see.
But we didn't really talk about it. Now, here's the deal. I think with Weight Watchers changing their point system, everybody's going crazy. And, you know, do you think it's a good idea? After all these years, people changing Weight Watchers, the points, people go by the points, and then...
They have to mix it up so they can get new people to pay.
Right.
Because once they have it, then it's done.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all...
It's a marketing move. It's like when football teams change their logo.
Right.
Got to buy a new jersey.
Well, I think, first of all, you know, I think one of the biggest things is that the pretzels used to be worth 2 points.
And now what are they?
Now they're worth, I'm sorry, they used to only be 1 point. It's been doubled in points. So if, like, a pretzel is now 2 points, and I think a lot of things also, what they're taking into consideration is they're saying that the research that came out is showing that they've had a change and that this is the better way to go.
Yeah.
But I think they're taking into consideration now fiber. Fiber is a big issue, and fiber is something that they have to, contribute to as well. So I know a lot of the people listening to the show are on Weight Watchers. We think it's a great program.
Yes.
And we think it's great that people have to weigh in, have to go and weigh in and have to
get one of those scales from last week, and then you won't have that problem.
Yeah. Oh, the wee things? No, not wee things. Why things.
Why things.
Yeah. Get a scale and weigh yourself. But when you have to go somewhere and you have to check in, you have to wait every week, you know. This is the one thing that will happen to somebody. They will either stop going in to weigh in, or they're going to go and they're going to weigh in and they're going to lose weight. Because if you have to weigh in front of people,
you don't want it to be going up.
You don't like it when it's going up. You absolutely hate that. So not a good idea. Let's see. What else can I tell you about? I want to tell you about the fact that next week, this is actually our last show for 2010.
It'll be your last show.
What do you mean?
I might solo.
Yeah,
maybe.
How are you going to pull that off?
I'll just kind of riff, freestyle.
You just are going to
make up stuff?
Just going to make up stuff.
Good. Maybe. Don't know. It'll be a surprise.
Yeah. What was that? Yeah?
We got waiting on you to get the...
Oh, okay. Great. Oh, great. All right. Let's bring on our second guest. I want to bring on... I'm excited. I didn't know.
This was the signal.
No, that we had the one. This is two.
Right,
two is the second guest.
Number one on our
Very
sheet.
Good. All right. Let's bring on... I'm excited to have... We have Gina Locklear. She is the creator of Zucchino... Oh, no. We don't have
See
to
that?
We
That's
have Liz
why
Weiss.
I was trying to communicate the number one, doctor.
Okay. I'm sorry. We had a little confusion here. I'm sorry. Liz Weiss we have with us. She is the author of the new book, No Wine with Dinner, 150 kid-tested recipes for meal makeover moms. Now, I love this book.
Yes.
First of all,
this is a great guest.
This is a great guest and a great book. Liz, she is a registered dietitian, and this is a book that has tons of recipes. And she doesn't believe in the sneaking the vegetables in.
Yeah.
She thinks you should celebrate the vegetables and make sure your kids know how to eat those vegetables.
Yeah, I don't agree with that part.
Let's talk about that. Liz, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you. Now, first of all, the thing that really pops out at me, number one, is these are all easy recipes to make. And one of the things that I can't stand, I try to cook dinner for the family once a week. And I'm telling you, if I have to be in that kitchen for more than an hour, it drives me insane. It's like the last place on earth I want to be. So a lot of these recipes are recipes that are very simple to make and easy to prepare and stuff like that. Did you keep that in consideration for writing this book? Was that a big thing for you, the time element involved?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, I'm a dietitian and I'm a mom. So for me, I want to make sure that there are no barriers, no obstacles to getting healthy meals on the table. And the big three are lack of time, finances. People think nutritious food is more expensive, so we really took that into consideration. And the biggest obstacle to good nutrition is kids who whine and complain, which is why I wrote No Wine with Dinner with fellow dietitian Janice Newell-Bissix. And so for me and for Janice as busy moms, we want recipes to be quick and easy. And quick and easy can equal great nutrition, which can equal really kid-friendly. And that's what we're all about.
Now, what do you do about the kids that are, you know, I'm a picky eater, and my son is a picky eater. How do you incorporate stuff for the picky eater?
Well, we actually, Janice and I did a survey of 600 moms last year. So we were asking them, you know, what are the biggest obstacles to nutrition? And they told us. And then we said, okay, give us your best tip, your best strategy for getting your kids to eat a healthy diet, to be open-minded to trying all those fruits and vegetables. And so in the book, we have 50 mom secrets for getting picky eaters to try new foods. 50. So if you have a picky eater, you can read through those tips and say, oh, my gosh, this tip's for me. Let me give you an example. We have a mom. Her name is Kim. She lives in the Midwest. She's got three kids. I actually think she has four kids by now. She said, you know what? Every time we go to the grocery store, we play the try it game, which means that the kids pick out a new food that they want to try, and no junk food is allowed. So they bring home a new vegetable or a new fruit, something they've never tried before. They look in cookbooks. They look on the web. They look in magazines, and each kid finds a recipe they actually want to try. So more likely, they're more motivated to try that new food. So we believe that if you keep it proactive, if you get the kids involved, not only will they get excited about nutrition, they're going to want to eat the healthy stuff, and then you won't have to sneak it in. And that takes a lot of time, trust me.
Do you have recipes that are, you know, that are the classic kid recipes, like, you know, chicken nuggets, chicken nuggets, mm-hmm. you know, pizza, macaroni and cheese, creme brulee, you know, the stuff that kids love.
I love it. Creme brulee. Well, you know what? We do not believe in kid food. We believe in family food. I personally like mac and cheese, and I personally like chicken nuggets, not necessarily the kind that you get at a fast food restaurant. So we have a lot of recipes in the book that are really family friendly, really familiar. So it might be lasagna, it might be mac and cheese, it might be carrot cupcakes or tacos, but we make them really healthy and really flavorful. And to make them kid friendly, because, you know, if you write a book called No Wine with Dinner, you got to make sure that nobody's going to whine when they eat this food. So we sent the recipes out to be tested. Oh my gosh, it took so long. So 150 recipes, that was hundreds of moms who tested the recipes, gave us their feedback. We tweaked the recipes. Some recipes we just said, goodbye, you're not going in the book. And so we got it down to 150 recipes that really do appeal to kids. And so they are truly kid-friendly, but more importantly, they're family-friendly.
Now, when it comes to things that you should avoid with your children in terms of the meals, are there any big mistakes that parents make with whether it's the preparation or whether it's, you know, anything that any big no-nos that you really try to avoid with the kids to get them to mm-hmm. Be, you know, better eaters with especially the fruits and the vegetables?
Right. Well, I'm glad you asked that because there are certain things that really freak kids out. I'm not going to say every kid, but I have two boys. One is 12, one's 15. So believe me, I've cooked a lot of meals. And so there's certain things kids don't like. For example, I like to add nuts to recipes, walnuts, pecans, and almonds, because they're so nutritious and filled with antioxidants.
And they're crunchy,
fiber.
Too. It gives that little
crunchy
feeling. Yeah.
But if you're eating one of my, say, chocolate chip cookies, and you are a kid and you bite into this big chunk of a nut, you're going to be like, ooh, what's that? So what I tend to do, and I call for this in my recipes, you chop the nuts till they're really fine. Not like paste, but, you know, kind of little grains of sand almost. So you don't want those lumps and chunks, even like things like the pasta sauce. When I'm buying pasta sauce, I will buy pasta sauce that is kid-friendly, meaning it doesn't have a lot of the chunks of tomato in it.
Right.
Even if I use a recipe, I might call for a can of crushed tomatoes.
Right.
You won't see diced tomatoes, but you will see crushed because all those little chunks really skeeve kids out, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Not every kid, but a lot of them.
You know, what's funny you say that is my kid loves, like, he loves cheese and he loves bread. But he doesn't like pizza, and I don't know what the heck is going on. And I think it might be the texture, or I think it might be have something to do with maybe the chunks of tomatoes. I don't know, but I always wonder. Mm-hmm. You know, is you take the same foods and you prepare them in different ways, and they're like, I don't like that. You know, and I don't know. I guess it has to do with the texture or the.
Well, how do you feel about punishing the kid to make him eat? Because
punishing, you know, the kid to make the meat,
it gets a little ridiculous. You know, the kids, I don't like that. I only want to eat this. These.
Oh yeah.
Foods.
Should you go with the route of saying, "All right, well, dude, you
guess
can't."
What?
That's
We're
it.
Not making mac and cheese every single day. You know, you're going to eat what we eat and just deal with it.
Yeah. What do you mm-hmm. feel about that?
Well, you have to realize that parents are the boss, and once you lose control of that role, you become the short order cook, and then you become very
right.
frazzled.
Do you mind
you
writing that down
and
so I can give that to my wife?
You're the one. You know, it's so funny. I have to tell you, my first cookbook was called Mom's Guide to Meal Makeovers, and on the cover there's a graphic, like a fun illustration of a mom, and she's wearing a chef hat, and it says boss on it, because you really, mom and dad, you're the boss, or grandparents, you're the boss. Don't feel bad about it. You're not the dictator, but you grocery shop, so you know what's in your house. You pick the recipes, but I will tell you, if you do something, here's another tip in the book, if you include your kids in the meal planning and assign one night a week to each child, your kids are going to start eating like there's no tomorrow. So if you're going through a bunch of recipes, we have one mom, she keeps a box, and in it the kids are clipping recipes from their favorite magazines or copying them out of cookbooks from the library or maybe getting No Wine with Dinner, my book. But they're keeping a log of all these recipes. And then if it's your assignment, Johnny's got Saturday night, he's going to make a recipe with mom or dad, and all of a sudden he's got ownership of that. He knows how long it took to make it. He knows what went in it. So he's more likely to give it a try and be excited about it, and so are the siblings. So once you get the kids excited, to get them involved, all of a sudden they're like, you know what, that's kind of good. I kind of like that. We have another mom from Marietta, Georgia, named Kelly. She's a third grade teacher, and she gave us a tip. It's called Play the Three Pennies Game. And
ooh,
she said when
that?
Her kids were younger, you'd sit at the table. Everybody gets three pennies, and you have to put those pennies into the middle of the table, but you can't put them in there till you dole out three compliments. And you can't give a compliment until you take a bite. So you might try something and say, wow, this is an interesting pizza, Mom, but tomatoes are kind of lumpy. I think I'll pass on it next time, but great effort. You know,
so at least right.
There's positive energy.
Right.
Nobody's whining. Nobody's upset.
Right.
You got to have fun with it.
Right. I like that. That's a great idea. Because my
doctor and your family might work better with a $100 bill.
Yeah, we may have to use more money than a penny. But that's a great idea, because that's one of the, a frustrating thing for my wife and myself. When we spend a lot of time cooking, and then all of a sudden the kid goes, I hate this. This is terrible. What did you – ugh, I can't stand this. It's like, okay, next time you're going to get nothing. So, well, the book is called No Wine with Dinner, 150 Healthy Kid-Tested Recipes from the Meal Makeover Moms. Now, Liz, your website is also mealmakeovermoms.com. What can we find there as well?
Well, my recipe, like yours, is packed with a lot of information for families. We have a blog. It's called Meal Makeover Mom's Kitchen, and we always have cool giveaways and lots of new recipes on there for people to check out. We have a very active Facebook fan page, and we love our fans because they'll post questions, and as dietitians, we get right in there and we answer them right away. We've got a podcast just like you. It's called Cooking with the Moms.
Cooking with the Moms. So every week
we have a different theme on the show. So that's really fun, and that's on iTunes and also on our website. So it's a great resource. We have a 7-day meal planner on there, a customized supermarket shopping list, so lots of free resources for folks. And then if they're interested in learning more about the book, they can certainly learn about the book on mealmakeovermoms.com as well.
Well, it's a great book, and we're really fortunate to have you on the show today. Thank you so much, Liz, for coming on. And the book, again, is No Wine with Dinner. Go check out the website, mealmakeovermoms.com. We really appreciate you taking time out today to come on our show. Thank you, Liz.
Well, you're welcome, and good luck with your family.
Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too.
That is Liz Weiss. She is the author of No Wine with Dinner. Go check out her website, mealmakeovermoms.com. Also, when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our Facebook page right now. Go and become one of our fans.
Right now.
Right now. We've got a little bit of time
before
our next guest comes on.
Yeah,
we can wait. And also, when you go, one of the things I want you to do, too, is go to our Amazon page, right, Lee?
Yeah.
And
buy the book. Or you know what? Don't buy the book. Just write a review.
Without even reading the book?
Just trust
Make
us.
It up.
Trust us. The book's good.
Make it up. It's a great book. Loved it. I recommend it for all my friends who have kids, even if you don't have kids. So, go to our Facebook page. Become one of our friends. Go to our website. Check out some of our past interviews. And soon there's going to be lots of video stuff on there as well. Funny videos. Good stuff.
Yeah.
We have some funny stuff that we did.
I can't wait.
Can't wait for it to get out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's starring in the videos? Do we hire actors?
No. You and I.
Oh, great.
You and I. But I did hear that Ed Burns is starting to do now video, doing his own movies and putting them out on iTunes.
There you go. That's how to do it.
That's how you do it now. That's how you make money with movies.
Yeah.
Okay, Lee, let's bring on our next guest. We met Gina Locklear in Chattanooga some months back.
Yes.
She is the owner of a company called Zucchino. They make socks.
The best socks.
You think they're the best socks.
I love
you
these
are
socks.
Now.
I am a raving fan.
Now,
of these
should
socks.
We make? We're going to talk to Gina about this because maybe we should make Zucchino
the official socks
sock for Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
Me.
And what they've done is they've created organic socks. They're 100% cotton.
You
all
can
cotton.
Eat them. They're good for any diet. They're
you can
filling.
Eat them. But they actually make the socks here in.
America.
In America. They're not in China. They don't make them in China. And Fort Payne is actually not too far from Atlanta. And they have some textile mills. They used to be
the sock capital of the
it
world.
It used to be the sock capital of the world back in the day.
Well, we manufactured things
and,
in this country.
I believe her parents, we'll talk to her about this, but I think they started the company, and she's taken it to the next level. Gina, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pleasure to talk to you. And I know the weather's been a little trying there yesterday and today. I know you guys got a little bit of snow there and a little bit of ice.
A little bit of ice, yeah.
Is the factory shut down today, or are you still making the best?
No, we're still going.
You're still going.
Still going, yeah.
Now, first of all, how did you get tell us a little bit how you got involved in the company and the name. Where'd you come up with the name, Zucano?
Sure. Well, Zucano means a state of being good. It's Native American, actually. So that's how we came up with it, a state of being good.
Maybe we should call the show, Lee, Zucano and the Fat Guy for now. Zucano and the Fat Guy. All right. So that's where it came from. I like that.
Well, thanks.
So now, how did you get involved in making socks?
Sure. Well, like you guys mentioned earlier, my mom and dad got into the sock manufacturing business in Fort Payne, Alabama, 20 years ago. And they started our sock manufacturing business from the ground up. So I got to watch that entire process and grow up, you know, around the sock business and learning all about it and learning how socks are made. And eventually, you know, I really fell in love with the business. I wanted to be a part of it. So around, I guess, in my late 20s, I came up with the idea for Zucano. And in that time, I'd also, you know, I wanted to support an organic lifestyle and promote Made in USA products. And so I was able to do all this by creating Zucano. Long story short.
So then you you had to fire your parents, and then now
you got to get rid of your parents because they're like,
oh no, we all work together. We're a big old family business.
No kidding. Now
every day we work together. So
now most socks nowadays they're kind of synthetic blends.
Yes,
there's you know, you've got a little bit of Lycra, you've got a little bit of polyester. And you look at your socks, and like one of the things I always loved about socks is I always liked the soft cottony feel. And if you wanted to find 100% cotton sock today, you can't find it.
Yes, you can at her place.
You can find it at Zucano.
Yeah, well, we use 100% certified organic cotton, which a lot of, you know, you're beginning to see a lot of organic textiles out there. But one of the things that makes us different is that we don't use an organic blend, whereas, you know, a lot of things you'll see on the shelves, it has partially conventional cotton or mainly conventional cotton and then a tiny amount of organic, but we use all organic cotton.
Wow.
And that's one reason why we're different.
And they're awesome.
Yeah,
well, thanks. I'm glad that you guys like
them. No, let me tell you something. This is what Gina, the fat guy, told me the other day.
And
I told him that you were coming on the show, and he's like, "Oh my God, I have like all these socks, but that's my favorite pair of socks."
Right.
Oh, that's so great to hear. Thank you.
Now, for some reason, Dr. Fitness doesn't share when you send him the socks.
Gina, I get everything, and I'm not a good share. When I get products, I don't share
them
very well.
Did you bring them in? The ones you said that
I strategically left them in my drawer at the house, but I'll bring them to you. I promise. But I think it's been established that we think that Zucano is going to become the official sock of Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. We think.
Oh
that,
yeah, that's great.
I think
we would love to be.
Well, I think the 100% cotton is exactly.
Don't
where
you think they're softer than the other socks?
Yeah, I think they're much much softer. Well, there's no question.
How
about
come
it.
The other socks aren't as soft as yours?
Well, it's a blend.
That's why the blend makes them not soft.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, a lot of people do use the blend. And honestly, you know, we've been making socks, like I said, for 20 years, and we want to put the highest quality product out there. And so it does, I mean, it's, you know, they're so soft because of the organic cotton, but again, it's, you know, if you've noticed that cushy feeling that they have, we line all the inside of them, and which, you know, it's what gives that cush factor to it. And what's really cool is that most socks will break down over time, and you know, you wear them a few times and they lose that soft cushy feeling, and ours don't do that. They don't break down. You can wash and wash and wash them and they'll be the same. So they're made to last as well.
Now, Gina, where can we buy Zucano? Do we have to buy them online, or can we go to the store? Are there stores that sell them?
Yeah, there's a few places. like you said, our website, www.zaccano.com, and then we're available in select Whole Foods in the southern region, and this next coming year we're working on growing our distribution, you know, further.
Gotcha. So,
yeah. Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. Yeah, I'm sure they. I'm sure REI will probably be a good
they
place.
They sell socks at Whole Foods. You knew that?
Yeah, organic.
They do.
Yeah,
really.
You said you were the first person when we talked about this. You can eat these.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can eat the socks, Lee.
It's delicious.
And
it goes with a good Merlot.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So you can get And the other place you said is to get them online at Zaccano.com.
That's Zaccano.
Yeah, you can buy them straight from us on our website.
Well, fantastic. Anything that's coming up in the future?
You're moving into other apparel?
Yeah. Is it socks? And is it going to stay just socks? Or are you guys moving into other organic apparel?
Well, right now it's just socks. But if you remember when you guys saw us a few months ago in Chattanooga, we had mainly a line of basic crews and sports socks. Well, since I've seen you guys last, we launched Zaccano Kids, which is a kids' line of organic cotton socks, which we're super excited about. And then also we're launching, they're going on our website very soon, a line of fashion knee-high socks for women.
Oh, the fat guy likes those.
With all kinds of colors. So we're very excited about that.
The fat guy likes those high socks, the tube socks, the high ones. Do you remember back in the 80s?
That's
the
what
80s?
You like.
No,
yeah.
The big, like, with, like...
I like the little ones that go right by your ankle.
Well,
are you talking about the ones with the stripes?
Yeah,
down the top?
Yeah,
I like those too.
I like those too. I see that. That's
I wouldn't be surprised if you see some of those on our website soon.
Do you think it's possible to put our logo on a sock?
Yeah, can we give our logo? We're going to talk to you about getting our logos. We want to get the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Zaccano sock. Can we do that?
Oh, we could do that. We
you
can
do
that.
I like
how
that.
How cool would that be?
That's the way to go. That's the way
I'd wear the knee-high sock with that on it.
Well, anyway, I got to tell you, Gene, it was a pleasure getting to meet you in Chattanooga.
Are you coming to Knoxville for the Knoxville show?
Yeah,
possibly. We're not sure yet, but possibly. Are you guys?
Yes, we're going to be there. We will
Great.
Be there. So we'll be looking out for you, and we're going to pick up some more Zaccano socks.
Where is Fort Payne in relation to Huntsville?
Very close. You can drive through it to get...
Yeah, about an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, very close.
Away.
Not
yeah,
far
not,
away.
Not
I've driven through Fort Payne.
You could be
and
driving and picking up my socks.
I know.
Doctor.
It's
what
a cool
doing?
Place.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, Fort Payne is a cool place because it's like one of those old-time... like towns where there's the train station that goes through the middle of the town, and it's like all the country stores on one street, and it's really cool. It's got a lot of charm. I love stuff like that. So
thank you. It's a great place to be from. I love it up there.
Well, anyway, we definitely want all of our listeners to go check out your website at Zaccano.com, and I want everyone to go buy at least a dozen pair.
Right. How many pairs of socks you go through a week?
Probably I'll tell you. This is one thing, Gina, that this is one tip for many people that if they want to live like a millionaire without being a millionaire, one of the things that I recommend people do is, you know, most people, they buy socks, they keep their socks until they fall apart. I get new socks every month or two. I get rid of all my old socks and get brand new ones.
Yeah, I know that because
I'm
not getting any socks.
It's amazing how that can kind of make you feel.
Yeah,
right.
It just makes you feel great if your feet feel great.
Right. There's nothing like putting on a new pair of socks.
You don't want to skimp.
It feels so good.
Don't skimp.
I totally agree.
Why would you? And they're so inexpensive. Why would you not want to take advantage of that? Like, I'll go in my sock drawer, pull out 20 pair and throw them away. And I'm like, bring it on. I want the new ones. So I'm going to fill it now with Zaccano's. That's the way I'm going to roll. Instead of Hanes, Zaccano.
Yes.
Well, anyway, Gina, thank you so much for coming on our show today. We really appreciate it, and we
thank
look forward
for
to
me.
Hopefully seeing you in the future, maybe in Knoxville. And
maybe so.
We'll be in touch because we want to definitely make the Dr. Fitness and the Fat
yes,
Guy.
Yes, I can't wait.
Well, we'd love to talk to you guys about that.
Sounds good. Sounds really good. Well, we appreciate you coming on. And again, Zaccano at Zaccano.com. Thanks again, Gina. Have a great
day. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Gina Locklear, she is one of the owners of Zaccano.com, great socks, all organic cotton, Lee.
They're definitely softer than other socks.
Not other.
Any other
all,
socks. All.
All
other.
All
don't
other.
You think? I mean, it's noticeably softer.
Yes, they are.
It is.
Absolutely.
That's not hype. That's
absolutely.
The real
I agree.
Deal.
No argument from me, buddy. No argument from me. Okay, I want to thank all of our guests for coming on our show today, Lee. We want to thank Missy Wolf, the creator of Blast 900. Check out their website, blast900.com. Soon they will be in a lot of different markets.
Yeah.
They're franchising it.
I can't wait to see the video of you doing that workout.
Why don't you want to do that stuff?
I'll do it with you if we get someone to video.
Okay, you will?
Yeah, it'll be funny.
All right. Maybe Doug will come with us.
He'll videotape us? I don't know. If he has
I want to thank Doug for doing a great job today with us in the studio. Thank you, Doug, very That's much right. for helping us out
no,
here.
No injuries.
It really helps us make the show a lot better, so thanks for being here. I want to thank also Liz Weiss. Check out her book, No Wine with Dinner, 150 Healthy Kid-Tested Recipes from the Mom Make, the Meal Makeover Moms. And check out their website, mealmakeovermoms.com. Also, Gina Locklear, the creator of the 100% organic cotton socks. Go get them at Zucano.com. And when you're online, make sure you check out the greatest radio show about health and fitness that's ever been done before.
That's said by... Endorsed by?
Lots of people.
Your mom?
My mom.
Exactly.
Your wife? She contributes a lot of times to our Facebook page, which is great.
Yes.
And go check us out at drfitnessatthatguy.com. Well, Lee, that's all we have for today. I hope everybody stays dry here in Atlanta, Georgia. For Lee Cantor, I am Dr. Adam Schaffran. Every week, we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
We'll see you next time.